Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早安。
This morning there will be slight changes to the way we the message meeting will go.
今天早上我们会有点改动，就是不跟以前平常的信息聚会有点不同。
We welcome Brother Neil to come among us today to give us the Word of God.
我们欢迎Neil弟兄来到我们中间，给我们把主的话传讲。
But he will give us the Word of God a bit later.
但是他会在往后一点才把主的话传讲。
So what we're going to do now is a bit of announcement, a bit of testimonies.
我们现在做的这些一点的报告，一点的见证。
We know that in 2 weeks' time, we're going to have this, the English meeting starting.
我们知道在两个礼拜以后呢，我们会有新的英语聚会开始。
Whenever there's a change, not everyone is ready for the change.
无论在那个时候有改变呢，不是每个人都已经准备好做改变的。
So I believe there are some people may still be hesitant,or unsure about this is happening.
所以我相信在座也有些弟兄姊妹感觉一点犹疑或者不是很肯定的对这个新的改动。
We have made an announcement before and told you our intention and why we did it.
我们已经做过报告了，也把我们的盼望跟大家分享了。
And we knew that this is Australia.
我们知道这里是澳洲。
And we have chose to settle in this country.
并且我们是自己选择住在这个地方。
We came from China, we came from Singapore, we came from Malaysia and other parts of the world. Philippines.
我们从不同的地方来，从中国大陆，从香港、马来西亚、新加坡，从菲律宾来。
And we call this our home.
然后我们叫这个做我们的定居的家。
And it's good that we can use our own language to speak the word of God and share God's word with one another.
这是很好的，如果我们能够用我们自己能够讲的语言跟我们所谈的人传福音的时候把主的话传给他们。
But we do have a responsibility and a testimony to those who speak in English.
但是我们仍旧有一个很重要的责任把福音传给当地本地的人。
Whether it's some local people who walk into our church or our young people among us.
或者是一些本地人走进我们的礼拜堂或者从我们中间成长的年轻人。
You all heard of how John Bunyan became a Christian.
你都听过本人约翰他怎样做成为一个基督徒。
John Bunyan wrote The Pilgrim's Progress.
本人约翰他写《天路历程》的。
We knew that that book was second only in popularity to the Bible.
我们知道这本书被人的阅读是仅次于圣经。
Describe in very wonderful details how a Christian journey from being a sinner to beingSaved and then following the Lord.
讲到一个本来是罪人的人，他怎样从开始慢慢慢慢成为基督徒，跟随主。
But John Bunyan was a very profane young man before he got saved.
但是本人约翰本来在他年轻的时候，在他信主之前，他是个很败坏的年轻人。
One day walking down the street,
有一天他走到马路上
，he heard three to four women talking to one another right at the door of their house.
他就听到在那里在门屋门的门前有三四个女人在谈话。
Somehow their conversation captured his attention.
这些年轻女孩子谈话，他们的内容就抓住本人约翰的注意力了。
What were they talking about?
他们讲什么呢？
They're talking about how joyful they are in the Lord.
他们讲到他们在主里头是多么的喜乐。
They're talking about how God visited them andbrought salvation to their souls.
他们都讲到主怎样去遇见他们，把救恩给他们。
They're talking about their experience in the Lord.
他们讲到在主里头的经历。
All this was totally foreign to Bunyan.
这一切对本人约翰来讲都是很遥远，或者是从来没有听过的。
And that those conversations capture his heart.
但是这些的谈话就抓住约翰的心。
He left.
他离开了。
But the conversation stayed with him.
但是这个话呢，就仍旧留在他心里头。
And he find himself keep going back to that same place, listening to them.
他就发现自己一次再一次找去到同一个地方，继续要听他们讲。
And that's how he came to know the Lord.
他就是这样的，慢慢的来到主跟前认识主的。
Brothers and sisters, if Bunyan walked past them, this group of people.
比方说，本人约翰本来他是怎样走过。这个地方
heard their conversation, but the conversation was in language that he could not understand.
听见他们这些女孩子谈话，但这些孩子谈话的声音是不是那个语言不是本人约翰懂的语言
？Then that conversation would not have any impact in his heart.
那么他们的谈话的内容就对本人约翰就毫无 影响。
We had people walking off the street and coming to our meeting before.
我们曾经有人在路边走进来。
But when they heard that everything was in Chinese, even though translated, they know that it is not for them.
他们就发现每个人讲话都是中文的，甚至在这里有翻译了，他们都好像不感兴趣就走了。
We had many young people among us.
我们在这里有很多年轻人。
When I look back, I began meeting in this place in Christian Assembly since 1987.
当我回顾，我在1987年就在基督徒聚会里头聚会了。
I learned to serve in translation and later on teaching Sunday school and leading youth group.
我开始学习翻译，然后在主日学，或者带年轻人。
27 years later today, I still find myself teaching Sunday school and leading youth group.
27年以后，我仍旧发现自己在翻译或者叫主日学会帮助年轻人。
And I was thinking, where are those people in that 27 years that I have led? And I discovered that many of them have left.
我就发觉在27年来，在本来我在门中间聚会的人，年轻人到那里呢？很多他们都离开。
They should be the people who are teaching Sunday school and leading youth group.
他们在这里成长，本来就是应该是一般人留在这里去教主日学的。
Yes, praise the Lord, they are still doing that in other places.
是我们赞美主，因为他们虽然不在这里聚会，他们在别的地方聚会都是继续侍奉主的。
We praise the Lord that we know many of them are still actively serving the Lord.
我们赞美主，我们知道在他们中间有许多不少的人仍旧很摆上的去侍奉主的。
But to us, that is a generation of people.Talents that God can use that no longer serving among us.
但是对我们来讲，我们就失去一般的年轻人，他们本来在做神给他们的恩赐，他们没有在我们中间服侍。
And that is the reason that why we are looking to the Lord and planning to start this English meeting.
为着这个缘故，我们就寻求主，我们计划开始一个。
Where our neighbors and our young people can hear the word of God preach and be able to share the word of God together in the language that they can understand.
以致我们的邻居，我们的年轻人能够听见我们传讲主的话，那个话，那个语言是他们能够听得懂，很容易去听明白的。
We do not have all the answers.
我们现在没有所有的答案或者解决的方法。
But we're preparing to look to the Lord in faith and trust in Him for this.
但是我们准备自己，存简单的信心，仰望我们的主，自己来供应。
If you felt that this is not the right way,
如果你觉得这个不是一个正确的方法，这个路
，Please pray for us.
请你为我们祷告
，so that we can find the right way.
以致我们能够慢慢找到主要我们走上的正确的道路。
As we plan and prepare for this English meeting,
当我们计划考虑前面这个英语聚会的时候
，there are other brothers and sisters who were involved and they felt strongly about this as well.
有一些弟兄姊妹们，他们有参与，并且有感觉有很深的负担的。
They came from different part of the in this population in the church.
他们是在教会里头可能本来是来自不同的背景或者处境的。
There's a young father who has.Children are being born and raised here.
我们中间有一个是年轻的父亲，他的孩子年幼的孩子是在这里生长的。
There's a young sister who is planning to start a family in this country.
在我们中间有一个年轻的姊妹，她也计划在这里开始一个家庭。
And there is a young sister, there's a sister who actually can't speak much English, but still looking forward to this meeting.
在我们中间有一个姊妹，她不懂得说英语。但是他也期待在教会中间有一个英语的聚会。
Then lastly, there's a sister who was born and bred in this country.
最后有一个姊妹，她是在这里出生，在这里成长的。
We'll let them now have the opportunity to share with you, so you can have a broader perspective of what we are doing.
就现在就请他们来跟大家分享，以致大家能够对这个英语的服事或者聚会有一个更广阔的一个角度，并且看见。
Okay. Firstly, it'll be daily.
首先是 daily 弟兄。
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
为着那些还不怎么认识我的人，我先自我介绍一下。
For those who do not know me much, I just want to introduce myself.
我叫江传斌。
My name is Daily Jiang.
我17岁来到这里。
I came here when I was 17 years old.
留学移民建立家庭。
I studied here, I migrated here and built a family here.
我现在有四个孩子。
Now I have four children.
第五个孩子即将在11月份来临。
And the fifth child will arrive in November.
我很感谢主把我们召聚在一起，让我们成为神家里的人。
I thank the Lord for calling us together so we become members of the family of God.
让我们可以在神的家中这样彼此有交通。
So we can have fellowship with brother and sister in the house of God.
我也感谢主把一个负担放在长执会弟兄们的心中。
I thank the Lord for putting this burden in the hearts of the ED brothers.
来开始这样一个英文的聚会。
And to begin an English service.
我想我就是这个事工，我有一点分享一下我个人的负担。
So for this work, I'd like to share my own personal burden.
我想神把我们带到这里给我们许多人，我们中间有许多的孩子，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord God brought us here, and we have many young children among us.
我想作为父母，我们有一个很重要的责任是教养我们的儿女所当行的道。
And as parents, we should teach our children to walk the way of the Lord.
当孩子小的时候我们会用他们懂得语言，我们家里是讲中文，我们就用中文来教导他们来认识主。
And when our children are growing up, we teach them, and we even teach them in Mandarin and to teach them how to know the Lord.
但是慢慢的，当孩子开始长大，他们上学了以后
，But we discovered that when the children growing up and they went to school,
我们发现孩子好像更习惯用英文。
I discovered our children are easier to use English.
但我想从身边的很多例子也看出，就是不管我们怎么样的努力教他们中文，他们将来的英文肯定比中文要好。
And we discover in other examples, so no matter how good, how hard we work teaching Chinese, eventually English will be their preferred language.
因为这是他们受教育的语言，也是这个国家使用的主要的语言。
Because that is the language they're being educated on, and that's what this country is using.
那我想作为父母，我们要来把主的话语教导他们，要服侍他们。
So as parents, as we need to serve them and continue to give them the word of God.
所以我就想，当我们服侍人的时候，是服侍的人要去迁就被服侍的人。
So I was thinking about this: should the person who is being served or person who are serving should give more advantages?
不是另外不是反过来的。
So it shouldn't be the other way around.
我想我就想到戴德森去中国。
I think about Hudson Taylor went to China.
如果他不学中文。
If he did not want to learn Chinese.
他也不穿中国人的衣服。
Or he did not dress as a Chinaman.
他所传的福音仍然是纯正的福音。
He might still preach the right gospel.
但是那个影响对中国人的影响是不能够深入到，是那个影响是不可以相提并论的。
So, but his impact will be so was so minimal compared to what he did.
我想我们今天主给我们一个负担带领我们的孩子认识主。
So God has given us this burden to bring our children to know the Lord.
是的，我们很希望我们的孩子将来还是可以讲中文的。
We really hope our children can still speak in Mandarin one day.
但是我想我个人觉得不希望这个中文语言的限制不希望中文的能力限制他们限制我们服侍他们。
But I hope that not because of language that will limit our ability to communicate with them.
所以为了更好的能够服侍我们的下一代。
So in order to serve our younger generation better.
我想作为年轻的父母我个人觉得我们需要有这样的装备和操练，能够用英文来传讲分享主的话。
So as a believer, I hope that I can use English to continue to share God's word with my children.
所以我想这个时候有这样的一个英文聚会是很及时的。
So I believe that as we're going to start a new English service, that is very timely.
因为孩子长大得很快。
Because children are growing up very quickly.
我们中间有那么多的孩子，我想五年十年以后，我们中间有很多讲英文的 teenager.
And I believe that in 5-10 years time, we have many English speaking teenagers among us.
所以我觉得如果从现在开始我们有这样的操练，对我们和对我们的孩子都是有益处的。
So as you begin to practice, exercise the English ability, then it will be beneficial for our children.
还有一个我个人觉得我们在这一方在这里主把我们呼召到这个地方也是为主在这个地方做见证。
And the Lord has called us here to be a testimony for Him.
所以不管是在工作当中，在我们所居住的邻居社区当中。
So whether in our workplace or in our neighborhood.
我们有一个很主要的责任是向不会讲中文的人传福音。
We do have that burden or responsibility to share the gospel to those who cannot speak Chinese.
因为我们是中国人，我们一直会有这个责任向中国人传福音。
Surely we are Chinese, and many of us Chinese, we have that belief, the duty to share the gospel to Chinese people.
但是假如我们有一个邻居，有一个同事有这个需要，他要来得着福音，我们不能说对不起，你因为你不会讲中文，我不能够把福音给你。
But if we have a neighbor or a colleague who has that desire to know the gospel, can we say to them, sorry, I can't, because you can't speak Chinese, I can't share the gospel with you?
我个人觉得在这上面我们是需要操练的。
So we do need to exercise.
我自己很快的讲一点个人的学习在我2006年开始在现在的地方工作。
From 2006, I work in the place I'm working now.
有五年的时间，我从来没有想过，也从来没有跟我的同事传福音。
For 5 years, I did not think about or even try to share gospel with my colleagues.
我们的公司是讲英文的。
Because of my office, everyone speaks English.
因为我总是觉得说，我们在中国人，我们在中国人当中聚会。我们好像没有这方面的负担和恩赐向西人传福音。
Because I meet in a place where there are full of Chinese people, I do not feel there's a burden in my heart to share gospel with Westerners.
在2001年的时候，我参加了一个在我们公司的一个查经小组。
In 2011, I began to join a Bible study group in my company.
但是很快我觉得说这个查经并不对我有帮助。
And I discovered quickly that this Bible study is not helpful for me.
所分享的东西好像也不怎么属灵。
That things that they share about is not very spiritual.
所以我后来就没有参加。
Then I stopped going there.
但是在2011年底那个特会的时候。
But in the 2011 special conference.
孙国的弟兄那次来到我们中间。
Brother Godwin's son came among us.
神就向我说话，就说，就让我觉得，难道？难道这个聚会只是为着我们自己吗？
And I start thinking about, is that Bible study only for my benefit?
我们难道只想着自己吗？
Can I just think about myself selfishly?
所以后来我从12年年初我就开始参加更多的参与这个聚会。
So from 2012 onwards, I began to participate more in this Bible study.
虽然是一个很小的聚会。
Even though it's a small meeting.
但是我自己觉得说在这里面我得到更多的操练能够用英文来分享主的话语。
And I discovered that I can have that opportunity to share God's word in English in that Bible study group.
所以我想我们主呼召我们在这个地方能够为他做光做盐。
God called us to be in this place as light and salt to the world.
我们能够用英文来上班，来做很多其他的事情。
We use English in our workplace in many other occasions.
我们不能够说我们不能用英文来分享来交通主的话语。
That's why we should not say that we cannot share God's word or fellowship in English.
所以我觉得说这个英语聚会对我们是一个很好的操练和帮助。
So I believe that the start of the new English service will be a very good help and a good place to exercise for us.
所以我们真正能够说向我们的同事，我们周遭的邻舍来传讲主的话语。
So that we can practice in the ability of speaking the gospel to our neighbors and our colleagues.
我分享就这么多。
That's what I want to share.Ask Sister Yang Ming.
弟兄姊妹们早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我先介绍一下自己，我叫杨妹。
My name is Yang Mei.
我是08年来到澳洲的。
I came to Australia in 2008.
所以到现在，差不多六年多的时间。
So it's nearly 6 years now I've been in Australia.
那在这六年多的时间里面，我在这边基本上是留学还有打工这样子。
So in that 6 years, I basically study and work.
然后虽然呢，我的学习环境甚至我的工作的环境都要求我一定要用英文去交流。
Even though my study environment, my work environment all require me to use English.
但是我还是有一种感觉，就是不管怎么样，无论英语程度怎么样，还是觉得很难融入当地，很彻底的融入当地的文化。
So no matter how I try, I find that it's very hard for me to assimilate myself in the local culture.
在这当中呢，我觉得语言是一个很大的障碍来着。
And I discovered that language is actually the biggest obstacle.
然后呢，在这六年当中，我在这个青年团契，我也是一直很习惯在一个全中文的一个环境中来追求。
And in the church as well, I also participate in the Chinese youth group where we used Mandarin to share.
所以我很自然的认为，我就很习惯这样子的聚会方式，我也没有觉得说需要一个其他的环境来改变。
And I'm quite familiar with it. I'm quite comfortable in it. I do not think that I need any other environment.
所以当七月份有弟兄姊妹跟我说，让我来参与，英文筹备小组的时候，其实我心里特别的没底。
And so in July, when brothers asked me to participate in the preparation group for the English meeting, I do not know what to think of.
因为这对我来说是一个很全新的体验和挑战。
Actually, it's a very new experience and new challenge to me.
当然这并不是说我没有意识到用英文交流的重要性。
I did not say that speaking or communicating in English is not important.
因为从我自己的个人的生活经历当中，我发现用英文真的非常的重要。
As my personal experience, I discovered that using English is very important to me.
因为有时候当我试着跟我的同事还有同学那些非中文背景的人来分享福音的时候，我发现其实真的非常的有难度。
And I discovered that when I try to share the gospel with my colleagues or my friends in English, I discovered the difficulty is great.
当然，我最有体会的是，应该是我开始参与主日学的一些服事。
The most obvious experience was when I start teaching Sunday school.
我参与的服事是year 1 to year 2的那些小朋友们。
I'm teaching the year 1 to year 2 children.
那我们的教学方式是用英文的。
Our teaching method is using English.
所以当我自己在学习就是备课甚至上课的过程中。
So as I try to memorize the lesson or even teaching the lesson.
我就发现呢，就是如何使用最简单通俗的语言让小孩子们明白简单的道理，这其实也是很有难度的。
I discovered that I have great difficulty trying to use the simplest word to express the truth to the young children.
然后呢，我就心里有一个很深的感觉，就是我需要更多的来装备自己。
I discovered that I need to have more equipping to enable me to teach well.
无论是在很基础的那些圣经的知识上，还是真理上面，我都觉得需要更多的来装备。
Whether in elementary Bible knowledge or even in the truth, I need to equip myself more.
因为我们当中的小孩子真的是越来越多。
Because the children among us are getting more and more.
然后让我想到自己将来很快就会进入家庭之后。
And I think about myself, I'm going to set up a family here too soon.
然后之后会有新的角色。
I'll have new role to play.
然后我就觉得就是这方面越在语言基础方面的装备是越来越重要。
I discovered the urgency of equipping myself in the English language.
所以我觉得主把我们这些人带到这里是有他的目的和他的一个托付。
I believe that God has brought us to this country. He has his burden to us.
特别是我们当中这些是中文背景的年轻人们。
Especially Chinese young people who have brought up in Chinese environment.
因为在这几年的学习当中，主有给我们一定的经历和一定的积累。
I believe that in the last few years, God has given us experiences in regarding this.
所以我觉得我们不应该让这些基础白白的浪费掉。
So we should not give up on all this foundation that we have already gone through.
我实在觉得我们是有起到一个桥梁的一个作用。
I believe that we have the bridging role to play in this place.
因为一方面，就我们现在的角色来说，我们对我们周围的朋友、同事，甚至邻居，我们都有一个责任，就是用英文来跟他们分享主的福音。
Because we do have a burden to share gospel with our colleagues, with our neighbors.
然后更重要的是，将来我们进入我们家庭之后，我们的角色要求我们，在跟孩子的交流方面，我们也需要用英文。
And later on, when we have our own family, we also need to use English to communicate with our children.
就像刚刚戴里弟兄 share 的，我们之后这些孩子们以后英文一定是他们的第一语言。
Like Daily has shared that the children's first language will always going to be English.
所以我们不希望语言成为我们和孩子们交流的一个障碍。
So we hope that the language should not be the obstacle between us and our children.
所以我很感谢主，在我们当中现在有兴起一个新的这样一个环境，英文的一个聚会。
So I thank the Lord for raising up a new environment structure that we can use English to meet.
所以我特别来邀请或鼓励我们当中的年轻的弟兄姊妹们。
So I therefore want to use the opportunity to encourage and to invite all the young people meeting among us.
把这个英文聚会当做一个我们开始装备自己和学习的一个平台。
To use the English service as an opportunity for you to learn and equip yourself.
不要觉得你一定要讲多流利的英文，你表达的一定要多好，你才能参加这一个聚会。
There is no need to think that you need to speak fluent English or know English very well before you can come to this meeting.
因为这只是一个开始，我们都是在这里学习的。
Because this is only a beginning and we all learning together.
然后我们现在下午有一个小小的英文的查经聚会小组。
And also on the Sunday afternoon, we have in the youth group we have a small English Bible study group.
我们刚开始这个不是很久。
We only just started it not long ago.
然后参加那个小组，让我也觉得有时候真的还是在分享方面，在特别是在查阅圣经的时候，还是非常的有难度。
I discover difficulty in using English to study the Bible and to share.
但是每一次参加完之后，你会发现你都会有不一样的得着和学习。
But every time I finish Bible study, I find that I have gained different things and learning different things.
而且主让我看到说要放下自己的面子，不要觉得好像自己一定要表现得多好才能够融入那个聚会。
So I learned to humble myself and not trying to show that I can speak very good English before I can join this meeting.
所以我今天的主要的目的就是邀请弟兄年轻的弟兄姊妹们来参加。
So today my sharing is mainly to invite and to encourage all the young people to participate in the English meeting.
如果我们都不愿意迈出第一步，我觉得我们就只能是原地踏步，甚至是退后。
If you're not willing to step out in faith to take the first step, then we will remain in the same place or even go back.
如果我们对主说我们有一个愿意的心，我们也愿意就是把自己打开来参加，来扶持这样一个聚会，我相信主在我们当中一定会有工作。
I believe that if we have a willing heart, then God can do His work in us.
谢谢大家。
Thank you, everyone. We ask this, Sister Xiao Jing. Greetings to you, brothers and sisters.
我简单的介绍一下，我叫肖静。
I just want to introduce to you, my name is Xiao Jing.
我呢来到澳洲只有一年多的时间。
I came to Australia about more than a year ago.
第一次我来到我们的教会聚会，接触这种双语的，就是同时有的，是我第一次接触的时候，我还是感到比较新鲜的。
And the first time I came to the meeting, that's the first time I encountered bilingual service, and to me that was quite fresh.
但是呢，时间比较长了以后呢，我会发现呢，因为我们讲一句翻一句呢，时间会拖得比较长。
I discovered that when we translation side by side, the time seems to take much longer.
如果呢，我们的聚会呢，既能够照顾到我们华语的需要，又能够照顾到我们英语群体的需要。
I felt that if the meeting can take care of the needs of the Mandarin speaking brother and sister and also the English speaking brother and sisters,
就可以使我们在比较短的时间里能够更集中精力来听主的话。
Then in the shorter time, we can concentrate in listening to God, to the Lord's word in our language that we are familiar with.
另外呢，最近几个月呢，我一直在参加我们教会的守望祷告聚会。
And the last few months, I started participating in the watch and pray meeting, in the church.
因为呢，在这个聚会当中呢，我感觉到我们教会的老年肢体还有许多的父母亲，对我们的青少年在主里的成长有很多的负担。
I discovered that many of the older brothers and sisters, or even parents who came to the meeting, had lots of burdens to pray for their children.
因为我们知道，孩子是主赐，是神赐给我们的产业。
Because we knew that children are heritage from the Lord.
我们若不是靠着神来建造，我们的建造就枉然劳力。
If we do not trust in the Lord to build upon this, then our labor will be in vain.
当我们看到我们教会外边有这么多的长得越来越大的土生土长在澳洲的孩子的时候
，As I discovered, there are so many children growing up among us, and they all be born and bred in Australia.
我们呢就是不能忽略他们是最具有这个生机的一个群体。
And we cannot neglect this group of people who has shown the most life.
因为他们的需要其实就是教会将来的需要。
Because their need now is actually the need of the church in future.
圣灵呢也带领我们呢，让我们关注这些孩子。
And the Holy Spirit also guiding us to care for these young children.
我们应该呢有远见、有预见的去服侍他们。
We should have a long-sighted plan to take care of them.
提前呢为他们预备在主里成长的装备。
And to provide environment that where we can equip them better.
对于这些孩子来说呢。
For these young children.
他们呢是生在这里，长在这里。
They are born here. They are being raised here.
英语是他们首要的语言。
And English will be their primary language.
也是他们呢运用的最熟练的语言。
It's a language they are most familiar with.
如果呢，我们能够用他们最熟练的语言与他们形成沟通
，If we can converse with them in the language that is most fluent to them，
就能够更好的了解他们，理解他们
，We can know them better，
也能够更好的帮助他们认识主
，And be able to help them better to know the Lord。
所以呢，我觉得如果英文聚会是一个既能够给他们提供一个更好土壤的机会
，If the English service can give them a better environment to learn and equip.
同时呢，也能够装备他们呢，让他们有一天能够侍奉神。
So that one day they can also be equipped to a day that they can also start serving God.
当然，我们更希望他们能够有一天能够用英语向澳洲的向所有讲英语的群体去传福音。
And we wish that they can also use English to share gospel to all the Australians and other people who use English.
我们也希望我们的教会。有一天能够成为所有的弟兄姊妹来敬拜的场所。
And we hope that one day our church can be a place that everyone are welcome to come and worship with us.
最后呢，我也想说呢，也许呢，就是中英文分开来聚会呢，可能对我们个人会有一些影响。
And even though we separate to Chinese and English service, it might have some impact personally in on our life.
但是呢，让我们都能够把我们的眼光呢，多注目在神的上面。
But if we focus our eyes on the Lord Himself,
也能够摆上我们自己应该摆上的那一份
and to put forward the effort that the part that God wants us to play,
让我们呢凡事相信神
that in all things we trust in the Lord.
当圣灵呢在前面引导我们的时候，让我们能够跟上
and when Holy Spirit is leading us, that we can follow after His footsteps.
希望我们成为呢地方教会的见证
that we became.A testimony as a local church in this area.
也希望我们的教会能够在这个地方生根。
And that our church can take root in this place.
能够向下扎根，向上增长。
And be able to grow upward and inward.
让我们能够一起更好的敬拜主。
That we can worship the Lord better together.
谢谢大家。
Thank you, everyone. Lastly, be Judas.
Hello, everyone.
大家好。
My name is Judith, or you can call me by my Chinese name, which is Song Ying.
我英文名字是 Judith, 中文名字是宋莹。
Most of you know me as one of the girls who plays piano on Sunday.
大家都很多人可能认识我，就是其中一个弹琴的女孩子，在主日聚会。
I have been coming to this gathering for a very, very long time.
我来到这个聚会有很多很多年了。
My dad started coming here before he was married, so you could say that I was not only born into this church, but into this country, but I was also born into this church.
我爸爸来到这个聚会在我出生以前，所以你能够说我是生在澳洲，也生在这个教会群体里头成长的。
The past few years, God has been opening up more and more opportunities for me to share, to serve in this gathering.
在过去好几年，神不断的开一些新的机会跟门给我，在这里有一点学习服事。
I'm very grateful for the brothers and sisters who have encouraged me and trusted me to serve in various ways.
我对于弟兄姊妹们怎样鼓励我在服事，也信任我来学习服事，我心里头很感恩。
However, the past few years have also been quite difficult for me.
但是同时间，过去好几年对我来讲也是非常不容易的。
I love serving you all, but I find that I'm not really a part of this community.
我很乐意去服侍大家，但是我不感觉自己是你们中间的一份。
Growing up in a different culture and speaking a different language makes it hard to be involved in the meeting.
生长在一个英语的文化语言底下，来在大家中间是很，我感觉很困难。
I'm worshiping in English, and almost everyone else is worshiping in Mandarin.
我是用英语敬拜主，但是差不多所有人都是用华语敬拜主。
I really want to say amen to people's prayers, but I can't.
我很想在别人祷告的时候我说阿门，但是很多时候我不能够。
Either the headphones aren't working, or I find it hard to focus on the translator's voice.
有时候那个耳机不行。甚至有耳机，有时候我很难集中的，很容易的听得清楚。
Hearing messages in Mandarin with English translation also has its difficulties, and I know that I'm not the only one to feel this way.
对于中英文怎样翻译的这个方式呢？对我来讲也蛮困难的，很困难。我相信只懂英语的人呢，也感觉这个有不容易。
The messages are good, and the translators are good.But sometimes the full meaning is lost in the translation and in the culture difference.
传讲主的话是很好的，传的翻译的也翻得很好的，但是在翻译的过程，很多时候都会失去本来那个很完满的那个信息的表达。
I also find it hard with fellowship and relationships.
我也发觉在相交的过程或者跟弟兄姊妹的关系的里头，我感觉有困难。
These are important to me because I know it is not enough to just come to church, sit next to people, and then go home without really connecting with them.
有一点对我是很重要，就是我不是只是礼拜天来聚会，坐在这里，有弟兄姊妹在我旁边，然后我就走，大家没有一个真的关系。
To be an effective member of the church, we need to build up and be built up by the other believers.
能够成为教会里头的肢体。好好的过教会生活，我们需要去建立跟弟兄姊妹之间的交通的关系。
But how can I do this if I cannot properly communicate with them?
但是如果我不能够好好的用语言跟他们沟通，我怎能够建立这个关系呢？
I'm looking forward to this English meeting because I'm looking forward to meeting with others in the same language.
我很期待着这个英语的聚会，因为我期待着跟我能够懂得语言的人。用我能够懂得的语言跟弟兄姊妹能够相交。
We will be able to worship in the same language, pray in the same language, and be taught in the same language.
我们能够一起用同一个语言去敬拜主，一个语言来交通，一个语言来学习主的话。
Because we will be grouped together, the English-speaking people will be closer knit, and thus we will not feel so isolated. Because we will be grouped together.Us English-speaking people will be able to be closer knit instead of feeling isolated.
因为我们有一个英语聚会，把说能够用英语交通的弟兄姊妹聚在一起的时候呢，说英语的弟兄姊妹就不会感觉很孤单，一个一个散在那里，并且能够聚在一起，我们一起敬拜主，一起交通。
We will have closer fellowship with less hindrances.
我们会有更亲密的、更好的相交，而不是很散开、很孤单的。
I'm also looking forward to getting to know others so that I can we can have mutual encouragement and support.
我也期待着这个英语聚会的产生，为帮助我跟其他说英语的或者能够说英语的弟兄姊妹一起有更深入、更好的彼此勉励。
I will then be able to know how to more effectively minister to them, serve them, care and pray for them. I will then be able to know how to more effectively minister to them, serve, care and pray for them.
以致我能够更能够懂得怎样去服侍他们，也为他们祷告。
I know there will be many ups and downs as we make mistakes, learn and grow.
我相信在我们在这里摸索或者往前成长的过程，我们有会有许多高高低低、跌跌碰碰。
Just like building takes time, spiritual building will take time too.
就好像我们盖一个房子需要时间，属灵的建造也需要时间。
But I pray and believe that by God's grace,
但是我的祷告是靠着神的恩典，
we will be able to build a loving, nurturing, encouraging, Christ-centered and dynamic environment.
我们能够，神能够在我们中间建造一个彼此能够喂养，能够有爱，有属灵真实的，并且有互动的，以基督为中心的一个环境。
In which everyone, both Mandarin and English-speaking people, will be able to grow together in Christ.
以致无论是说英语的，或者说中文的弟兄姊妹，都能够在主的带领底下有好的属灵成长的环境。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
Should we read a few verses from Psalm 133?
我想跟大家读几节的圣经，在诗篇133篇。
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon, descending upon the mountains of Zion.For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore.
诗篇133篇第一节，看那弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
Lord, we ask your blessing upon your word as we read together, as we share together, and as we look to you for that food which truly feeds us.
所以我们仰望你的祝福，当我们来读你的话的时候，我们求你借你的话来喂养我们。
We commit this time to you and seek your anointing for speaking, translating, and hearing your word.
我们把这个时间交托在你的手中，我们也求你用你的膏膏抹讲的。翻的跟听的
We ask this in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贵的名这样祈求祷告
Amen. Amen. You know, I often wonder whether or not these men like David and the prophets, when they penned the scripture, whether they understood the things they were writing.
很多时候我在读圣经的，比方说好像大卫他所写的。当他写的时候，他自己是不是完全明白他所写的是什么呢？
They were moved by the Holy Spirit to write of things that were not yet their experience.
他们是被圣灵感动写下一些话语，但是这些话语他们自己是没有完全的去经历的。
And Peter tells us in his letter how they were inquiring diligently after what does this mean? What times are these things speaking of?
就好像彼得说他对那些所说的话语他就寻求说这个是什么时间是怎样的意思呢
And I think this psalm is surely an example of this.
我相信这个诗篇也是其中一个例子。
Now it begins with that wonderful declaration, Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
他在这里说看啊弟兄和睦同居是何等的善何等的美。
He doesn't really have to explain that, does he?
他不需要再解析了，是不是呢？
Because we all understand that, that to dwell together in unity is a wonderful thing.
因为我们都知道弟兄和睦同居，合一的同居是何等的美。
This is what the human family was made for.
这个是人类的一个一个家庭的设计来产。We
were not made to be isolated individuals, but to be in families and to be in communities.
家庭的世界的目的就是叫每一个人不是单独的生活，乃是聚在一起，有一个家里头的生活。Now
this psalm is one of the songs of ascent.
这个诗篇是上行之诗。And
these psalms were related to the journey of the children of Israel up to Jerusalem for the feast days.
这个上行之诗是写到那些以色列民，他要慢慢上去到
So it must have been a wonderful experience to come to Jerusalem crowded with the pilgrims and so much joy and worship of the Lord together.
所以从各个不同的地方一起往耶路撒冷走去，在那里慢慢跟不同的人一起敬拜主，是何等美的图画。
And so we could understand that David would say how good and how pleasant it is.
所以大卫说是何等的美，何等的善。
It was not simply pleasant, but it was also good.
不单只是何等的善，也是何等的美。
And you could imagine the excitement and the joy and the satisfaction and the fulfillment of gathering like that in Jerusalem.
你就看见在这个聚集里头有多么的喜乐、兴奋、美善呢？
But what David went on and said was that it is like the precious oil upon the head of Aaron.
但是大卫记述写的时候，他就说好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上。Now
I don't know whether any of us would have drawn that comparison.
我不知道大家有没有把这个并在一起来看。We
know the joy of unity.
我们知道合一的喜乐。In
many different environments, we may experience it.
在不同的环境底下，我们都经历过可能。But
who would have compared it to this?
但谁会把合一的美善跟这个比较呢？
But the Holy Spirit did compare it to this. And when we look upon this and we say, well, I don't really understand this. This is a very strange comparison. When we come across this, we say, ah, the Holy Spirit has a treasure in this field.
我们就发觉，啊，圣灵在这里有一个非常宝贵的
And I'm going to find that treasure.
我在这个田地里头有一个宝藏，我要现在去找这个宝藏。Now,
when the high priest was consecrated,
当一个大祭司他被分别为圣，要侍奉主的时候，
under the Jewish law, he was anointed with oil.
根据犹太的律法，他是要被膏抹的。
There was the high priest, and then there were the other priests.
那里有大祭司，也有其他的祭司们。But
it was only the high priest who was anointed in this manner.
只有大祭司会这样被膏抹的。Picture
the scene.
这个是图画是这样讲的。First,
the high priest was brought to the tabernacle.
首先，这个大祭司要带到会幕面那里。And
then he was washed.
然后呢，他要被清洗。
Then he was dressed in all those fine garments that were specified under the law for the high priest alone to wear.
然后他要穿上给大祭司特意的设计的造的一些大祭司的衣服。
So there was the white tunic, there's the blue robe, there's the ephod, and each of the different garments were put upon him.
一件一件的由白的细麻衣不同的 衣服给这个大祭司穿上在身上。
And after he was dressed like this,
当他穿上大祭司的衣服的时候，
Then they took the holy anointing oil.
然后他们就把这个圣膏油，
And they didn't dab it on him.
他不是怎样点着他的，
They didn't sprinkle it on him.
也不是怎样撒在他身上的，
But they poured it on him.
那是把油倒在他身上，从头到下这样倒下去。
Now, how much did they pour upon him?
他们把多少的油倒在他身上呢？
Well, we don't know how much exactly they poured on him.
我们不知道具体准确的多少油倒在他身上。
But we know that the instructions on how to make the anointing oil had them make it in a batch of about 3.5 liters.
但是呢, 我们知道他这些高油啊, 就是要3.5公升里头的, 预备的高油这样倒的。
So you can imagine 3.5 liters of this anointing oil.
你可以想象3.5公升的这些圣膏油。
They used this anointing oil to sprinkle on the vessels in the tabernacle.
他们从当中拿一些出来, 撒在一些, 圣殿里头的器具上面。
You don't need much oil for that.
这样撒你不需要很多油。
And they used the anointing oil also to put upon the thumb and the ear of, and the toe of the priests.
他们也用这些油, 从当中拿一些油, 点在, 大拇指的上面, 或者一些, 不同的, 耳朵上面, 不同的地方, 点上去。
But the rest of this oil was poured upon Aaron.
然后在这3.5公升剩下来的油呢, 大部分的油, 都倒在大祭司身上。
And it flowed down upon his beard and flowed down his clothes.
是从他的, 倒在亚伦的头上, 流到胡须, 又流到他的衣裳。
And it even came to the borders of his garments.
甚至流到他的, 衣裙的底下。
It was a lavish, it was an extravagant anointing.
是很多很多的, 很多的。
And I even read something where somebody said, oh, no, they wouldn't have done this.
甚至我读过一些人说写他不, 他们不会这样做, 有这么多油倒在他身上。
They wouldn't spoil his robes by pouring oil on his head like that.
他们不应该不会把这么多油怎样倒在他身上, 以及弄到他的衣服很好像很, 很难穿这样, 很不容易, 或者很浪费。
What a waste.
多么的浪费呢?
But this extravagant anointing was what was ordained by the Lord.
这个好像超过所需要的, 好像过分的使用,
and only for the high priest.
只是为做大祭司。
Of course, when we think of this, we immediately think of another wasteful anointing, don't we?
当我们讲到这个时候, 我们就很容易想到另外一个好像很浪费的一个摆上。
We think of that anointing in Bethany when Mary wasted all that ointment upon the Lord Jesus.
我们读到波大尼的玛利亚, 她就很, 好像很浪费的把她的油倒在耶稣身上。
And all those wise disciples said, why was this waste?
那些很智慧的门徒们, 他们说, 为什么这样枉费呢?
But Mary was in step with the Holy Spirit.
但是玛利亚却是与圣灵同步的。
Because the anointing upon the Lord Jesus was extravagant, was lavish, was without measure.
因为圣灵的, 充满圣灵的浇灌, 人倒下去, 是很丰富, 很丰富的。
So we see that in this comparison, our attention is immediately turned towards the true high priest, the Lord Jesus.
所以我们看见这个就是我们的使我们认识看见是指着我们的主耶稣基督的。
When the Holy Spirit saw the joy and the goodness of oneness,
当圣灵看见那个合一的美跟善的时候,
He immediately turns our attention to the Lord Jesus.
圣灵立刻带我们注视我们的主耶稣基督。
And He turns our attention to the anointing of the Lord Jesus.
就像我们看见主耶稣被膏抹,
of the Holy Spirit poured out upon Him.
圣灵充满他, 降临在他身上。
Of the eternal life that is in Him.
那个在他里头那个永恒的生命。
And He shows us that that anointing, that life, is extravagantly given. It is not contained. It flows down to the borders of His garments.
这个生命的发表是很丰富的, 很满意的, 是从头到脚的。
So the Holy Spirit has a certain sort of unity, a certain sort of oneness in mind.
所以圣灵在这里是对合一有某一个的看见在他圣灵的心里头。
And that oneness is under this anointing in Christ.
这个合一是在基督里头, 这个膏抹底下的。
Now the second image in this short psalm,
在这个短短的诗篇里头，另外一个图画呢
？Concerns the dew of Mount Hermon.
是讲到那个黑门的甘露。
Now Mount Hermon is a mountain range that rises a bit over 9,000 feet on the border of Lebanon and Syria.
这个黑门的山呢，就是在叙利亚附近的那个大概900公尺上面的一个山。
We always think of that land of Lebanon, of Syria, of Israel, that land being a very dry land.
我们常常想这个叙利亚、黎巴嫩、以色列地是个很干的地。
But Mount Hermon is almost always covered with snow.
但是黑门山常常是有雪的，有雪的。
And when the snow melts, it runs down and becomes the Jordan River.
当这些雪融下来的时候，就变成河流水流流到约旦河。
But because of the height of these mountains, much moisture is captured, and that moisture condenses also as dew upon all the surrounding lands.
在这个黑门山上，因为有这么的多雪或者水点，它们就成为一些甘露滋润那个地方。
So this second image is of this dew coming from the heights, coming down upon a parched and dry land.
所以这个图画就是在高山高处有甘露有水点滋润流下来，来滋润下面的干地。
So here again, the Holy Spirit is telling us something.
所以这里圣灵也告诉我们一个东西。
There is a unity.
这里有一个合一。
There is a fellowship.
有一个相交。
There is a sharing.
有一个分享。
And in this sharing is something rich that comes to you from the mountain heights.
在这个分享里头有一个丰满，这个丰满是从上面高处的流下来的。
It is the water of life.
是生命的水。
It is life-giving nourishment.
是一个给生命的滋润滋养。
And where does this come?
从哪里来呢?
He says it descends upon the mountains of Zion.
是讲的是从锡安山那里流下来的。
For he says there the Lord commanded the blessing.
因为在这里有耶和华所命定的福。
Life forevermore.
是永远的生命。
You know, it's very interesting, isn't it? The way he says the blessing is commanded.
所以很有意思的，这里说由耶和华所命定的福。
We often don't feel like that.
很多时候我们没有这个感觉。
We often feel that the blessing is given, reluctantly.
我们常常觉得神的祝福呢，好像是很勉强、很不愿意的这样给的。
A little blessing maybe.
给你一点点祝福。
And how often our prayer is, Lord, bless.
我们常说祷告说主啊祝福我们
，as if we're trying to persuade him. Could you please just a little bit more?
好像我们要说服神，劝神，求神给我们多一点祝福。
But here it says the Lord commanded the blessing.
在这里神却说是他所命定的福。
And we're reminded of the words, remember, of Balaam.
我们记得巴南吗
？In Numbers chapter 22.
这个先知他在民数记22章里头说
，He said, "Behold."I have received commandment to bless, and he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it.
巴兰就说我是受到这个命定的祝福，要祝福，所以我就祝福的命令，他真的已经祝福了。
So what do we have in this psalm?
在这个诗篇里头我们有什么呢?
In this psalm we have a mystery.
在这个诗篇里面我们有一个奥秘。
We have the mystery of fellowship.
我们有个相交的奥秘。
We have the mystery of the body of Christ.
我们一个基督身体的奥秘。
We have the mystery of something that God has ordained for us.
我们有个奥秘就是神命定所安立的一个奥秘。
This fellowship is not always our experience.
相交不是常常都是我们经历的。
Perhaps we use the word fellowship too loosely.
或许我们用相交这个字用得太松了。
I remember many years ago when I was young sharing with a man who was not a believer.
我记得我年轻的时候有人用交通这个字就是跟我跟一个没有信主的人交通相交。
And I was telling him about fellowship and how Christian fellowship is so wonderful.
我就告诉他基督徒的之间的相交是多么的奇妙。
And this man was a musician.
这个人是一个音乐家。
He played jazz.
他弹那个爵士音乐的。
And he said, I know that fellowship.
他说，我认识这个香蕉。
He said, when we musicians get together and when we have a jam session, when playing our music, we have this fellowship.
当我们爵士音乐家聚在一起弹音乐的时候，我们就聚在一起，能够有这个香蕉了。
I didn't know what to say to him.
我就不知道怎样跟他说。
I thought only Christians could have fellowship.
我就以为说只有基督徒有香蕉。
But he was right.
但是他是对的。
They had fellowship.
他们有香蕉。
Because fellowship means sharing.
因为香蕉本身就是指着分享。
It means having something in common.
就是共有, and 有一些共同拥有。
And they shared this music.
他们共同拥有分享这个音乐。
Now we are Christian.
我们是基督徒。
And we use this word fellowship.
我们也用这个字香蕉。
But what are we sharing?
我们分享什么呢?
You know, some people gather together and what they have in common is they all think this brother here is wonderful.
这个弟兄姊妹就在一起，有一个共同的一点就是说，哦，觉得这个弟兄很好。
And other people gather together because they all think this brother here is terrible.
他们另外一个聚集的季节就觉得有个相交共同一点，就同样的觉得这个弟兄不好。
And that's what they have in common.
他们有这个共同的拥有的地方。
Or we all believe this. Understanding.
我们共同有这个共同的看法。Or
we all go to this place.
或者我们共同觉得这个地方是最好的。Or
anything else.
或者其他的。There
can be many things that we have in common.
我们可能这样有很多不同的共同之处。
But when we think of those things.
但是我们想到这些东西的时候。
We're not going to be thinking of this psalm, are we?
我们就不能够想到这一篇诗了，是不是?
We would be on the same level and in the same place as the people who have stamp collecting or bike riding or music in common.
我们这样的时候就好像那些有对植油有共同兴趣，对踏单车不同的活动有共同兴趣的一般不同的组织。But this
psalm is calling us to something more and something higher.
但这篇诗是呼召我们有一些更高的。
What is it?
这更高的是什么?
That we share. What is it that we have in common that constitutes Christian fellowship?
我们共有是什么以致叫这个香蕉是基督徒的香蕉呢?
It is, of course, Christ.
当然是基督自己。
And not simply Christ as truth, as the Son of God, as one there.
不是当然指着，哦，基督是永生神的儿子，是基督，这个真理。
But Christ, whose life has been shared with us.
不单单只是这个道理，乃是真的基督的生命在我们里头，我们分享这个基督的生命。
It is the living reality of the Lord Jesus dwelling in His people.
是个活的、真实的基督耶稣的生命活在我们里头。
And the joy and the goodness and the pleasantness of fellowship is sharing this life.
那个喜悦、那个快乐、那个满足，能够去经历、一起经历这个生命。
Well, we could stop at that and leave it in theory.
好, 可能我们可以就停在这里,让这个成为一个理论。
But it would be more helpful if we said yes, but how can I know that?
但是可能更好就是我们说,我们怎能够进到这个实际里头呢?
What is that experience?
这个经历是什么的经历呢?
Well, the first thing is
首先第一件,
that with all the things of God, it is an issue of the heart.
在神面前,所有最重要的就是心的问题。
This is not an outward thing.
不是外面的事。
We cannot know this fellowship simply by coming together.
我们不能够经历这个香蕉,纯粹靠着聚在一起。
We can come together. But in heart, not be together at all.
但心呢,
and we can come together and be very far in heart from the Lord Jesus.
我们可以聚在一起,
so it is a heart issue.
所以是心的问题,
and if we're not ready to deal at that level, then we can go no further.
所以如果我们没有愿意面对这个新的问题，对付这个新的问题，
Now to share his life, we must have his life.
我们能够分享他的生命，我们需要有他的生命。
So we must have that testimony of new birth.
所以我们需要有新生的一个见证。
We must have opened our life, opened our heart to the Lord in repentance and faith to receive Him. However weak we are, however young we are, we need to be able to say, I believe in Him. He is my Savior, He is my Lord.
他是我的救主，是我的主。
If that's not your testimony, then open your heart to Him. You will never ever regret that.
如果你没有这个，就请你就这样向他打开，向他说相信他。你这样做，你就永远不会遗憾。
So this is the first thing.
这个是第一件事情。
We must have His life.
我们需要先有他的生命。
And the second thing is that we must open our life fully to the Lord.
我们需要把我们的生命向着我们的主完全的打开。
We cannot live a segmented life.
我们不能够过一个分隔的生活。
Christian fellowship is not about Sunday morning.
基督徒的相交不是只是礼拜天那个时间。
It is about all of life.
是所有全部的生命。
Now there are some people who say, well, on Sunday, I give Sunday to the Lord.
有一些人说,礼拜天我就把礼拜天给主了。
But Monday to Friday, you have to be practical.
但是礼拜一到礼拜五,我们需要实际一点。
And you have to work.
因为你需要工作。
And that is a different life.
这是不同的生活。
If you choose to live like that,
如果你选择这样生活呢?
Then you can't know the Lord really.
你就不能够真实地认识主了。Because
if you've only given Him this little part of your life,
因为如果你只把你生命生活的一部分给他呢?
Then you haven't given Him your life at all.
你就根本没有把你的生命给他。And
how can He deal with you? How can you be real with Him?
他怎能够对付你? 你怎能够对他真实呢?
The question is reality.
问题关键是真实。We
need to be real with the Lord.
我们需要对主真实。It
is so easy. It is so much in our nature to put on a face.
是这么的容易，对我们的本性来讲是这么的习惯，是戴着一个面具的。How
many of us here are exactly the same person when we're gathered together as when we're at home?
在座的有那一些人，在这里的所发表的，跟你在家里头所发表的是一样的。Are
you living your life on a stage?
你是不是一个舞台上面的，过一个舞台上面的生活呢？
Are you an actor?
你是不是演员呢？
Acting in the scripture is called hypocrisy.
扮演圣经所要做的，圣经说。
And it's an abomination to the Lord.
对神来讲是很憎恶的。Are
you living your life on a stage?
你是不是过一个舞台上面的生活呢?
Come down off the stage and be yourself.
从舞台上面下来吧，做你自己。God
wants to work in you.
神要在你里头真实的工作。Not
in the person that you pretend to be.
不是要你做一个你假冒的人。This
reality.
这一个真实,
this is in this reality is where we can know fellowship.
只有在这个真实里头, 我们才能够经历相交。
It's here that we will know the dew of Hermon.
就是在这里我们就能够经历那个黑门的甘露。
It's here that we will know the anointing that flows down from the head.
在这里我们就能够经历那个贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上。
We cannot live a segmented life, we cannot live an unreal life.
我们不能够过一个分割的生活，也不能够过一个不真实假的生活。
That anointing was not, confined.
这个膏抹不是被，限制的。
And fellowship is not confined to a Bible study, to a Sunday meeting.
相交也不可以被一个读经聚会或者某一个聚会限制的。
Some of the best fellowship you will know will probably be around a meal table.
有时候最好的相交你能够经历可能就是在餐桌上。
Or over a cup of coffee.
或者在喝咖啡的时候。
When you are able to share your life, your pain, your sorrow, your joy with another.
就是你能够把你的痛苦你的喜乐你的挣扎跟对方分享。
You might know this fellowship in laughter or in tears.
你可能在欢笑里头或者在眼泪里头经历这个相交。
You might know this fellowship in labor or in rest.
或者你能够在劳苦的里头或者安息里头休息的时候经历这个相交。
But one thing we know.
但是一件事情是我们知道的。
That the Lord has commanded the blessing here.
这是耶和华所命定的福。
He will meet with us.
他要遇见我们。
He will speak to us.
他要向我们说话。
He will build us up together. It is His joy, it is His delight to do it.
他要这样建造我们，这个是他的喜悦，他喜欢，很喜欢这样做。
I was in a meeting one day.
有一天我在一个聚会里头。
There was another brother in this place.
在那个地方有另外一个弟兄。
I looked across the room at him.
我在房子这一端看着他在那一端。
In my heart, I said,
在我心里头我就
Not a good brother.
不是个好弟兄。
He has faults.
他有问题。
So I was standing there kind of criticizing him.
我就站在这里好像是这样的心里头批评他。
And then this brother just said something to somebody on the other side of the room.
然后这个弟兄在 那一端跟其他人有谈话了。
And what he said spoke to me.
他所说的东西讲到我心里头。
No, it wasn't a rebuke for criticizing him.
不是为做责备或者批评他。
It was an answer to a question I had before the Lord.
乃是呢，我在主面前本来有一个在主面前有个问题，这个弟兄讲出来了。
But I was rebuked.
但是通过他所讲的，我被主责备了。
Rebuked by this reality that it was the Lord's delight.To build me up with my brother.
我这样被主责备，是主要在我身上这样做，以致建造我，建造这个弟兄。
Now we mustn't become very introspective about this.
我们一定不可以再过分的自我检查，再看自己。
You know, sometimes we kind of think, okay, I'm going to go and talk to Judith. We got to have fellowship.No, what am I going to say that's going to be, you know, and I get very sort of self-conscious and I've got to try and say the right thing and act the right way.
有时候我们心里头对某一个人有意见或者不满的时候，有时候我们就会很紧张，我们要跟他怎样到好像到 Judith 面前跟他讲呢，讲什么呢，怎样讲呢，很紧张。
It's like as if I'm going to stand in front of the mirror and try and see the Holy Spirit.
就好像我们过分的检查，以致好像我们在镜子面前，好像要看看圣灵对我们怎样说。
No, we don't need to do that.
我们不需要这样做。
In fact, we shouldn't do that.
并且我们不应该这样做。
We shouldn't try and be spiritual.
我们不能够透过自我分析，然后叫自己更加属灵。
We shouldn't try and force something.From ourselves,
我们不需要强逼自己做某一些东西。
We should rest in the faithfulness of the Lord.
我们需要在主的信实里头安息。
Knowing that He has commanded the blessing,
知道他命定这个福。
We don't need to strive for it.
我们不需要挣扎的。
We don't need to manufacture it.
我们也不是要用人工去制造的。
We need to simply let Him be Lord.
我们就简单让他做主。
And by loving one another,
通过彼此相爱。
By putting others before ourselves,
看别人比自己强。
By being real,
借着真实。
By being natural,
借着很自然的、很真实的。
We can know this fellowship.
我们就慢慢经历这一个相交。
Now we said finally,
最后
we said this fellowship is sharing the life of the Lord Jesus.
我们说这个相交是这个分享是分享主耶稣基督自己的生命。
With whom do we share it?
跟谁分享？
We share it with all the believers.
我们跟所有的信徒分享。
All the believers throughout history.
在历世历代所有的信徒。
All the believers throughout the earth.
在地球上所有的信徒。
There is one family.
是一个家。
One church.
一个教会。
And we share this life with them all.
我们就分享这一个生命跟他们一起分享。
I cannot know them all.
我不能够跟所有都认识。
And I cannot be with them all.
我也不能够跟所有都在一起。
But with any brother or sister.
但是有任何的弟兄姊妹。
Anywhere.
无论什么地方。
Anytime.
无论什么时间。
I have the opportunity of tasting of that glorious fellowship.
我都有机会去尝到这个相交的荣耀。
The church is not us.
教会不是我们自己的。
We are a fragment.
我们只是一部分。
But the church is vast.
那教会是大的。
And Paul spoke in Thessalonians chapter 1 of our gathering together unto him.
帖撒罗尼迦书保罗讲到我们是聚集在他面前的。
He wasn't speaking of a Sunday meeting where we gathered together to him.
不是说我们星期天聚会聚在他封他的名聚会。
But he was speaking of that day when all of us, from all the earth, from all of history, will be gathered unto him.
那个时候在帖撒罗尼迦书信里头，保罗是讲的那一天，所有的信徒都聚集在主的面前。
And there the fullness of the goodness and the pleasantness of this unity will be seen.
在那个时候。那一个合一的美丽、美善跟满足就很丰满的表现。
Lord, we ask that you would prepare us for that day when we are gathered together unto Him.
主，我们求你准备我们，今天准备我们自己到那一天能够这样聚在你的儿子、爱子面前。
And until that day, Lord, we do thank you for the privilege of fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
并且主啊，求从今天到那一天，你都准备我们经历，现在就更多经历你给我们的相交。
We thank you, Lord, for the joy of being able to share this life together.
你准备我们，以致我们能够经历这一个同一生命的相交里头的喜乐。
Lord, teach us to encourage and to minister to one another.
主啊，教导我们彼此的勉励。
Teach us to be real.
帮助我们能够真实。
Teach us to live this life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
帮助我们活出靠着你的生命生活是一个礼拜七天每天24小时的。
Teach us to embrace all of our brothers and sisters, whoever they are, wherever they are.
帮助我们拥抱每一个属你的儿女无论他们在那里 在什么时候。
Glorify your son in your people.
在你的百姓中间荣耀你的儿子。
We ask in Jesus' holy name.
我们奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.